For lyricists, dreams have long been the stuff that ballads are made of. And in piano bars from the roaring 20s to the present, crooners have offered up a succession of dreamy hits. I'll see you in my dreams, this time the dream's on me, dream, dream, dream. But instant popularity doesn't guarantee that a song will endure. As part of NPR's series on the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century, we look today at one ballad that enjoyed early success and has only grown in popularity. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Just walk down a city street and ask a few pedestrians to sing a few lines of Dream a Little Dream of Me, and here's what you get.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you.
The sycamore tree.
Dream a little dream of me.
Say nighty night and kiss me.
Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me.
While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream.
Elliott and the Mamas and the Papas' 1968 recording of Dream a Little Dream of Me sold nearly 7 million copies, almost 40 years after the music was composed by two relatively unknown musicians, Fabian Andre and Wilbur Schwant. The words were written by Gus Kahn, one of the most successful lyricists of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, and the same writer who gave us Ain't We Got Fun, It Had to Be You, and Makin' Whoopee.
Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee.
Gus Kahn lived in Chicago. He began writing songs professionally at 23. His first songwriting partner was his wife, pianist and composer Grace LaBoy. Soon he was writing lyrics to music by some of the biggest names in the business, Walter Donaldson, George Gershwin, Isham Jones, and Nacio Herb Brown.
Johnny Mercer, who was one of the really other great lyric writers, used to call my father the Tune Hawk.
Gus Kahn's son, composer Donald Kahn.
Because my dad wrote with everybody, and Dream a Little Dream is a sterling example of it. My dad would get tunes from people, and my mother would play the tunes for him, and he would sit and grumble mostly.
Star shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
He always tried to keep his lyrics simple, but he also said that young men and women do not know how to say I love you to one another, so we say it for them in 32 bars.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
There's considerable confusion as to when and where Fabian Andre and Wilbur Schwant wrote the music for Dream a Little Dream of Me. They played together in a band that toured the Midwest in 1930. Schwant once recalled that they wrote the piece during a 10-minute break at a gig in Paw Paw, Michigan. Later, he said they wrote it in Milwaukee. Wherever the music was written, Donald Kahn credits the melody and, in particular, its bridge for making the song work.
Being a musician myself, I am very fond of the change in the bridge in which they go to a whole other very unusual key. Instead of going the obvious or the simple way it might have gone, it goes to a very interesting and new sounding key.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this.
Sweet. Over the years, Dream a Little Dream has been recorded by Nat King Cole, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald. But the definitive version was recorded by Cass Elliot and the Mamas and the Papas for the 1968 album The Papas and the Mamas.
And now to sing this lovely ballad, here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
The Mamas and the Papas recorded Dream a Little Dream by chance. In 1950, in Mexico City, six-year-old Michelle Phillips met Fabian Andre, one of the song's co-writers.
He was just a fabulous rake. We liked him a lot. He was a big drinker, however. He loved to play the piano. He was. I have this image of Fabian at the piano all the time. I don't have any other image of him, as a matter of fact. Just singing and playing and drinking at the piano.
Almost 20 years later, in 1968, the Mamas and the Papas, Michelle and John Phillips, Denny Doherty, and Cass Elliot, were rehearsing one day when Michelle got word that Fabian Andre had died in a fall down an elevator shaft in Mexico City.
It was very shocking. You know, I said, can you imagine, this guy wrote this fabulous song, and John had remembered at that point that I had told him about Fabian and the song, and we'd never thought about it again until we were all sitting around that day discussing his death, when we started to pick out the song and to see if we could remember the lyrics to it. And we said, Cass, come here, sing this.
Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Dream a Little Dream of Me became Cass Elliot's signature song. This was the kind of music she originally wanted to sing. Elliot's dream was to perform on Broadway. After high school, she landed a part in the touring company of The Music Man, and once auditioned for a part that went to Barbara Streisand. In fact, Michelle Phillips says Cass Elliot was always somewhat jealous of Streisand for the kind of singing and acting career she'd created for herself. But Phillips says Cass Elliot gave us something that Streisand could not.
Barbara Streisand may have great pipes, but she could never sing that song in that way. She doesn't have the absolute sweetness and love in her voice that Cass had. Cass may not be able to hold a note as long as Barbara Streisand, but to me, it's always been more important to capture the meaning of the lyric and to capture the love in the song, and that's what Cass could do.
Cass Elliot, this 1960s hippie singer, a child of hard anti-war ballads, connected with this gentle Depression-era song like no other. For the 6 years she performed solo, Dream a Little Dream of Me became a mainstay in her concerts and television appearances. On July 27, 1974, Cass Elliot sang it for the last time at a sold-out concert at London's Palladium. 2 days later, she died in her sleep. Cass Elliot was 32 years old. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair in Washington.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams at least.